information purification directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to the people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the Resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down.
For 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
I really pissed him. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Podcaster got to visit him in Miami when I was out there doing his show, Patrick Ben Davids, a few months ago. Cool studio, literally at the very top of this building in Miami. I thought I was in Star Wars Episode 3 or something in the capital city, man. That was amazing. I've been in a lot of skylines, but up there, all the pools below us and the bars, and
yeah.
You're on the very top of the building. That's pimp.
Yeah, it's good, man. No complaints.
Got like your own elevator go right to the top?
Yeah. You know, you get
crazy. They call that a panty dropper.
Every now and then it works. Every now and then.
You got a book here, Why Women Deserve Even Less, Myron Gaines. tell us about that.
Yeah, so the first book was Why Women Deserve Less. Second book is Why Women Deserve Even Less. Book number three coming, Why Women Deserve Nothing, coming very soon.
Now, what's the philosophy there? Your girlfriend's very beautiful. She seems very happy. It looks like she's got quite a bit.
Yeah. She's doing okay, but one of them. But yeah, basically, all jokes aside, it's about guys understanding their worth, not being simps. Understanding that the sexual marketplace has changed, dating has changed, women have changed, and that guys need to adapt for the new normal.
Yeah, women act like the stereotype we heard of men.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't seem to understand, though, that that long-term it's not a good plan, and it makes them very unhappy once they figure that out.
Yeah. Feminism has been one of the biggest lies and biggest blunders we've had in modern-day society. It's created so many other problems.
Well, the CIA created it.
Yeah. Yeah.
To destroy families.
Yep.
And now they're just married to the state.
What's her name?
Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem, exactly. Well, the last name says it all. But yeah.
CIA.
Yeah, CIA. You know, also Jewish, but that's another conversation. but yeah, no, feminism has literally been one of the
I was wondering how fast we get into Jews. You did 2 minutes.
I was going to ask you. Let's do it.
It's a new record. You went 2 minutes without saying something about Jews. You know, You didn't do this, but some of the other guys bashing Israel years ago, they'd come and say, Jones told me don't talk about Israel. A total lie.
Oh, that's not true. That's
and then Bongino
you've
says...
You've always been open and said, hey, say whatever, talk whatever you want to talk about.
And then Bongino says, I get on the line with him when he would come on as a guest and say, I want to lie to my listeners. Will you lie with me?
What?
That is the biggest... Yeah, he really pissed me off with that.
Really?
Oh, he is crashed and burned. He has no viewers now.
Yeah, well, I mean, he posted...
Talk about an Israel show.
Yeah,
I think old Netanyahu's been giving a little bit of ding dong.
Taking
him and Lindsey Graham getting. I think Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham double team Bongino.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is definitely gay. 100%. He's on some weirdo stuff. It's like he's always constantly going to Israel and talking about how great it is and how we need to bomb Iran.
Lindsey Graham's gay? I never heard that before. By the way, it's a joke about Bongino.
Yeah,
we all know it's Trump that gets double teamed by Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah, he had a lot of nice things to say about you on Truth Social.
Yeah, look, my
twice.
Deal is...
Twice.
And I love it. I'm fried.
Yeah.
Well, not as fried as you, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, the midterms.
I feel a little fried today. I didn't even drink anything yesterday, but I'm just so not beyond pissed off. We're closing tonight. Yeah. We've survived so many times. People aren't taking it serious. When this ain't here tomorrow, I love when you survive. They go, oh, it must not be real just because you fought hard.
Yeah.
And then when I finally get shut down, people go, what?
Yeah. But hey, man, I mean, like I said before, you guys are going to transition into something new. So they can't stop the message, man. They can't stop it. They could change the name, but message still.
By the way, you brought me the book as a gift. I'm going to read it and give it to one of my girlfriends, but one of my ex-wives. No, seriously, this, I wanted to do a psychology test because he's all sold out. Like I told viewers in 2 days, that wasn't a 2000 of them. That wasn't a gimmick. Folks at Bigley have this World War II, you know, machine gun, dog tags, Liberty or Death. I wanted to see if Myron Gaines wanted that. I have another one here that's a Moan Labe. That's personally my favorite with the Spartans phalanx. So I was hoping he didn't want that because that's there's only one left. So I wanted it, but I was going to give him whatever he wanted. And then I got this one that I designed that was the best seller. It's the Jerusalem Cross, which I know scares you. It's like I'm doing a vampire. I'm joking. And you've got a Crisis King. That actually scares the Israelis more. I'm joking. Anyway, I know that Muslims revere Jesus. And then you've got, you wanted the InfoWars. I said, you're really smart. You're going to want this because this is no more sales of any InfoWars stuff after tomorrow. So here you go, brother.
Thank you so much.
Wise choice. That is the most valuable knife. Now we got a powerful 6'10" Muslim with a knife. Look out.
Actually, hold on. I think I got the hardcover version of the book here somewhere.
All right, anyways. Oh, I get a nice one.
Yeah, you got, let me. Oh, here we go. Now we got an even better quality one, hardcover.
I love it. I'm going to read it.
Even less.
I'm going to read it. No, it is true. My dad wasn't like some pickup artist.
Thank you for the gift, Alex.
You bet, Mr. Super Pimp, but we'd be on hunting trips and stuff, and he'd always say, you know, sometimes I don't talk to your mother for a couple of days. You know why I do that? I go, no. He goes, well, just you're going to learn, you treat women too good, they're not happy.
Yeah.
And it's just like a weird rule. And then you actually, with force, I'm always nice to women, but when they get a little too out of control, just tell them to shut up and mean it, and then they get so happy.
Yeah.
It's weird. Well, what is that?
I hate to say it this way, but it's because women are stupid. And the reason why they're stupid is because basically they'll sit there and say, oh, I need you to be nice to me and be a gentleman, whatever. But they don't respond favorably to that, right? They respond favorably to the asshole, the guy that, you know, puts them as the second and third priority, the guy that gives them less. Because, you know, women are designed to want to be around guys that are better than them. So, you know, what's a higher demonstration of value than to, like, you know, kind of treat them as, hey, you're not the priority here.
So it's very hierarchical.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Women respond favorably to status and hierarchy. Yeah. 100%.
But I mean, men are like that too. Like all these Trump supporters that just want to be at Mar-a-Lago and wear a tuxedo. Men are followers too. Now, what if you get
to a degree?
Aren't there women that are super leaders and have IQ and it's a little bit different? I mean, there are some, in general, women are followers because general men are, but there are spectacular women that are 2000 horsepower.
People in general are followers, but like for women, right, for them to be aroused and really attracted to you, like they have to want to follow your lead to some degree. Like for us, that's not a requirement to want to follow our partner. For them, it's kind of a requirement for them to really be aroused and attracted to you. And yeah, you know, let's be honest. Yeah, of course, there's going to be women that are, you know, higher IQ, intelligent, whatever, but that's a minority, unfortunately. That's not, as with men, right? Like a lot of guys are retarded too. But the difference is, as a man, if you're retarded, you're going to get punished for that. If as a woman, if you're retarded, you can still find a rich guy. Women have the privilege of being retarded. We don't.
Well, we are in a crisis because the West isn't having any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Big problem.
I guess it's good because the left's extincting themselves.
They are. Like liberal women who are the forefront of feminism and not having kids and, you know, being whores. Yeah, they're the ones pushing for it and they're not having kids, which is good.
I love all these countless videos with the fattest, ugliest women saying, I'm not going to give men any sex to punish you. And I'm like, lady, you ain't getting any ding dong.
And if yours from like some, you know, ugly black dude or that probably doesn't want to take you serious anyway. And if you do have a kid with him, he's going to leave anyway. You know what they say? Once you go black, you're a single mom.
You know, the best stuff you do that I'll give you, which I no one does better. Charlie Kirk. I've been watching a lot of your stuff. No, I would say you're better than Charlie Kirk. You are the
best. I
appreciate
that.
I'm not being mean. No, Charlie, in political stuff and speeches and overall, as an overall player, kind of like a basketball player that can do all the positions, he would be the OG just having all the bases covered. But you at these town halls and university stuff, it's. I can't turn it off. I'm like, I'm busy, but I'm watching this. When did you start? I've seen it like a couple of years, but
yeah.
You're just knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, I've been doing it for over a year now. I do it with Uncensored America. It's a lot of fun. You know, because I went to you know, one of these ritzy schools myself. I went to Northeastern in Boston. So for me, when I'm on these college campuses talking to these people, I understand the academic vernacular and the BS and the pompous attitude that a lot of these college students carry. And I'm able to like just kind of sift right through and be like, look, you're not as smart as you think you are. You're very stupid. And, you know, in college nowadays, man, is an indoctrination camp. You know, 10, 15 years ago when I was going to school, you know, you actually had to not be an idiot to get in. But nowadays, since college has turned into a business, it's been inflated when it comes to tuition costs and everything else like that. Like when I went to Northeastern, it was like 36K a year. Now it's like 70, 80K. So it's become a business.
And you're paying to be given a worthless degree.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And now even mainstream media admits that 90% of college degrees are worthless. How long does this bubble go?
I don't know, because a lot of them aren't, you know, a lot of people are starting to wake up that college is a scam. They can't find jobs getting out. It was starting to become a problem with finding a job when I was in school, so I can only imagine how bad it is now.
Yeah, well, people say to me, Jones doesn't have a college degree. Well, that's because I was making $200,000 a year when I was 18 selling.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, I was selling, and I was the best salesman wherever I worked. You know why I was a good salesman?
Why?
I learned what the best product was and who was making the most money.
Yeah.
And I went and got jobs doing that.
That's that right there is a high income skill versus like, you know.
Well, no, the best salesman has the best product. The smartest salesman sells the best product.
Exactly.
I don't want to sell crap to people. I want to sell something that's good.
Yeah. Especially
sells itself.
And also you don't want to, you know, if you now you can't scam people anymore nowadays with sales. Like if you do, like people are going to out you on the internet. You're going to get cooked. You're going to get bad reviews. And people won't buy your product.
But see, I've always been instinctively, I didn't have to read a book. Later, I read books about it. And I was like, I already know all this. It's like a restaurant. You want to have great service, great atmosphere, super quality. Nobody ever gets food poisoning. And it's consistent. And now you got a line around the block. Why would I want to get you in once, give you food poisoning?
Yeah.
Like, I want a relationship with you.
Exactly. And the key is like, you know, when it comes to like restaurants, or whatever, they say you typically need the person to come, you know, 2 to 3 times for them to become a lifetime customer. And that's how you make your money is with retention. I remember when I worked at McDonald's as a teenager back in the day, one thing I noticed about them is they'd come in every day and they'd order the same thing every day. And that was something that was like really red pill.
Consistency.
Exactly.
That's what I always do. When I go to Dan's Hamburgers, bacon, double bacon cheeseburger, onion rings, And a non-sweet iced tea.
Yeah.
And they get to, I don't do it a lot now because I don't want to be fat, but I used to go in there like almost every day. They always knew what I, they go, the regular? Yeah.
Retention is the game when it comes to restaurants. And, you know, I think that, you know, I thank God I had that job because it really like humbled me and taught me like how the world works. Like it really red-pilled me on like human nature.
People want consistency.
Exactly.
They want reliability.
Yep. Reliability, consistency. And I saw that working at McDonald's like, oh, these people order the same thing every single day.
Well, I think women instinctively at a genetic level, it's just all mammals realize a guy they can push around is going to be pushed around by everybody else.
Precisely. And they won't. And this is why they're so, you know, they respond so favorably to security. And they look for what I call like survival value. We look for replication value. She hot. They look for survival value. Is this going to be able to protect
me? Yeah, we immediately look. Are those, why do we love the butt more? I'm sure you're a butt man, right?
No.
Well, they both go together.
But both are good.
I love a baked potato with a steak, but you got to, you know, the steak's still a steak. The point is, you're looking to see if those are childbearing hips.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
The brain's like, you know, doesn't have an ass, can't have kids.
Yeah, with breasts, you know, we look for things like when it, like replication value. And then for that,
right, you
like
feed the baby and you can get the baby out. Okay, you look good, we're going.
Exactly.
That shows genetics like that. You're scanning literally like.
That's what we're looking for. And speaking of which, when it comes to like women, it's crazy how these college campuses are dominated by women, by the way. When I go, it's like 60-70%.
Well, that was like Mao's Cultural Revolution was run by women.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we can. But yeah, but women, you know, I do think that, you know, when women are in leadership roles for society, it leads to a lot of problems. But that's another comment.
Well, I'm flattered. I said, what are you here for? So you're a comic, too, or you do shows. You said, well, you're here for me. So how long are you here?
I'll be here until probably tomorrow or the day after, depending on what's going
on.
Well,
if you stay over tomorrow, you'll be our first guest in the studio. It's just a backup. We'll build a bigger one.
I'll hang out.
It's nice. But we're going until 9 tonight, so let me find a hole in the schedule. We're going to get food and stuff. We still got a lot of time, but I want to have you come back.
Sure.
Because we won't be on all the radio stations, and you can really let loose. You can cuss, too, but you got to delay it. Mm-hmm. Because I was flattered you're here. I've been asking to get you for like a month.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be remote. She goes, no, he's here.
Yeah.
Right before you came in, I was like, what?
I can't miss the last episode of InfoWars, man. I'm here, man.
That's pimp. All right, so shifting gears. You obviously are an American. You're a former federal officer.
Yeah.
You know, all the rest of it. A smart guy. But you're also a Muslim, so you can give some of the background. And looking at what Trump's done, now he was getting ground troops ready. We knew the threat escalation would suck into this. Israel lied to him on record.
Yeah.
The Pentagon said, don't do it. These idiot neocons are literally calling for my head. I don't want to get into it, what they've scored points on, but they've started the debanking and the harassment. People come into my house. Really? I'm getting pissed. Okay. Same stuff Democrats did. Yeah, it's Israel doing it now. And like, if Israel thinks messing with me is going to make me go away, now I'm about to get it as bad as you.
You brought the reinforcements.
I mean, I just look. Every stereotype of them that people said that I thought was exaggerated before, and then the anti-Israel folks were always lie about me, so I'm kind of like, hey, screw you. I'm not going to go as far as you do. You're not going to make me do it. Now I'm just like, my God, it's worse than, you know, I'm about to turn to Stu Peters here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, no, I mean, it's like, it is ridiculous. I'm not going to start playing Hitler speeches, but come on. Yeah. No, I mean, so what's going on with Israel?
You know, this war, I truly think, is one of the biggest blunders by far. You know, Trump has two big mistakes during this term. The Epstein files was a huge debacle. And then obviously what we got going on right now with this conflict. And they warned him. They told him, the entire intel community, look, bombing them is not going to effectuate a regime change. These guys are crazy clerics. They have martyrdom culture. They're gonna you know, buckle down and fight. And that's what they're doing. This is a war of existential existence for them, existential war for them. So they're going to fight tooth and nail. And we've lost this war strategically in every single way. Yes, we're winning militarily. Yes, we're blowing them up. Yes, people are, you know, getting
but not by attrition, they're winning. Just like the British won the first 5 years, we won the last.
Exactly.
It's who hangs on the longest.
That's precisely what it is. Whoever can hang on longer is going to win. And for them, they got the Strait of Hormuz pretty much closed down. We got
hands down the smartest Muslims.
Yes.
They're like geniuses.
They're high IQ. They're pretty high.
They're not pussies.
Yeah, they're pretty high IQ. And they've been preparing for this for decades. You know what I mean? They've literally been preparing for this for decades. They watched Saddam Hussein get toppled, and they're like, all right, we need to have bases underground. They have hundreds of these missile cities. They got drones. They got ballistic missiles out the wazaa. They manufacture.
And the Strait of Hormuz is a giant death trap, and Trump wants to go into it. You know, he fired the head of the army. I know this exclusively.
Yeah.
He said, there's basically hundreds of thousands of troops. We don't have it.
Yeah.
And Trump said, give me another general. We can do this. Attack with Israel leading us into it. This is 100 times worse.
And the thing that kills me, Alex, is that the entire intel community warned him, this is not a good idea. This is not a good idea. And he still did it anyway. Tulsi Gabbard went out and said, yeah, Iran's not making a nuclear bomb. They would have used it by now if they actually had one. They don't have one. Okay. And that's been a ruse that Trump's been using to justify. Because here's the thing. Before the war started,
well, they should get one like North Korea. They won't get attacked.
Precisely. If anything, we've emboldened them to get one now. And before we went to war with them, there was three main things they were worried about: the proxies, the nuclear program, and the ballistic missile program. We haven't stopped any of the three. Now they're saying, oh yeah, we're going to destroy their Navy and destroy their Air Force. What, an Air Force that has jets from the 1970s when the shot was
notice they never tell us the goal, because the goal's been regime change and it's failed. So it's if I hear one more time, we picked their ships on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And you know, it's funny when they say that. They say, oh, their ships are at the bottom of the sea. And I'm like, well, the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. So that's even more embarrassing. So they don't have a Navy, but the Strait of Hormuz
is still closed. Guys, put up a map of Strait of Hormuz. I'm explaining to people. It's only a few miles wide. There's
20 miles at the narrowest.
Yeah. So in parlance, that's just a few miles. But my point is that they've got all this embedded artillery and missiles and everything.
Yep.
And they could put a missile, you know, through the top of a radar dome 500 miles away. They are going to destroy our troops when they come in.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll kill them, but
they're
ready to die.
That's why they're sitting far out in the Persian Gulf. They know that they can't go there. And here's the thing. They talk about this blockade. Dozens of ships have still went through. Like, we're stopping some of them, but dozens of them are still going through, and they're paying $2 million per. So what we've basically done is we've taken an economy that was basically like an oil economy with shadow fleets. Now we made it a oil economy as well as like a toll economy, because they're making money on the Strait of Hormuz with that. And then here's another thing that these idiots don't talk about. We still got the Caspian Sea, and the Russians are giving them support through the Caspian Sea, through the north. So, you know, us having this blockade down in the Persian Gulf, that's only, you know, solving half the problem.
And it's going to derail. I mean, look at this. U.S. debt tops 100% of GDP. I know you're a smart guy, so explain to people what that benchmark means. That's flatlining. That's banana republic.
That's us slowing down when it comes to production while China's continuing to grow. And you know, me and you have talked about China extensively. We keep messing around in the Middle East. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not progressing. And what's happening? China's progressing. They're striking deals. They're being pragmatic. They're supporting the Iranians. This war was supposed to make the China and Russia weaker. Guess what? Russia's making money hand over fist now because we had to.
Which, again, to the Pentagon's credit, not like they're bastions of telling the truth, but in losing a war, they don't like it. They told him all this would happen.
They did. The entire intel community, this is what they, was it the Wall Street Journal or Washington Post? They put out an article a week before he struck.
That was leaked by Kane. Kane tried to stop him.
Okay, yeah. So they warned him a week before, hey, look, Mr. President, This isn't a good idea. If we do this, it's not going to effectuate a regime change. If anything, it's going to embolden them even more so. And Ali Khamenei, before he died, had seven layers of leadership ready to go. And this is why, when after we bombed them, within an hour, missiles were going towards our bases and going towards Israel, because they have a mosaic defense. They had it ready to go.
Yeah, they're not vertically integrated. They're parallel.
Completely decentralized. 31 different provinces of the IRGC all had their marching orders. That's why within 1 hour of us attacking them, they already had missiles going. And all of our bases are destroyed. The mainstream media lied for like 2 months, and it finally came, I think it was CBS or CBS.
Last week, destroyed.
He finally admitted, yeah, all the bases are destroyed.
And now Rubio's like, well, because we killed their leaders, everything's autonomous in cells, so we can't stop them. Yes, it was designed where if you decapitate it, it keeps fighting.
Yes, that's
exactly. It's really smart.
And exactly, and they learned this.
Remember,
from
Israel said, kill the mullah, they admit, and they'll fold. When any expert would tell you, no, that's the last thing you do.
That's the last thing. And they did this when they saw Saddam Hussein get toppled, because they had a top-heavy regiment, and they saw them get destroyed. So they're like, you know what? We need to decentralize, we need different provinces, and we need a military that's completely mosaic and decentralized, and that's why they were able to mount an attack so quickly after getting literally 50 members.
Which that's actually a strength and not a weakness.
It's absolutely a strength, yeah. Yeah, and they're still going. And here's the other thing, too. Trump keeps saying this, and it pisses me off. Oh, we got some new people in negotiating. No, you don't. You got Mujtaba Khamenei, who is the son. You killed his daughter. You killed his dad. You killed his entire family. Like, you think this guy's going to want to negotiate with you? No, he's not going
to. Well, that's another thing. Trump used to do what he said in negotiations. That's why he could get things done. Now that Israel blows up all the negotiators and brags, and every time he makes a deal, remember Trump said 2 weeks ago, I order you, Israel, to stop. Enough is enough. And they intensify attacks on Lebanon that blew up 35,000 Christian homes.
Yep. Yep. And not only that, the IDF is getting kind of decimated down in southern Lebanon. Like, both of them, last time I checked about 2 days ago, those were around 2,100 dead IDF and about 2,000 dead Hezbollah. So Hezbollah has been kind of messing them up on the ground, because the IDF, you know, if they're not bombing kids, they can't really fight on the ground like that. So
well, let's explain what Hezbollah is. Is the best fighters in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And they wait till the tanks come in or whatever. They're in holes. And they just pop up and bomb them.
And you know, the defending army always has an advantage on their ground. So, and Israel has been trying to take up to the Litani River for decades. They keep, and it's funny, because it's like.
And they used to deny that and say, we don't want to go to Israel. What changed a month ago? They're like, we're taking it all.
Yeah.
And the U.S. ambassador, really the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Huckabee, says, they can have it all. Take it all.
Yeah, he told that to Tucker. Yeah. And got all everybody else.
He looks all crazy. He goes, take it all.
Yeah. They can have it. Who cares?
And what does Israel do to people to get them like that?
The Middle East?
They're so brainwashed. No, Huckabee looks
like... Oh, yeah. Dude, it's all just indoctrination of, you know, we need to rule the land, because if we rule the land, it'll be peaceful, blah, blah, blah. But it's
Israel.
The
whole Bible is God getting mad at Israel and putting him into bondage.
Yeah.
But they're saying you never question any Israeli leader. You, because God says you follow whoever's in charge.
Yeah, the problem is that...
Meanwhile, Herod had John the Baptist's head cut off.
They start all the issues, man. All the instability in the Middle East, if you look at it, the root cause is almost always Israel, dude, every single time. I don't want to blame it all on them. Obviously, you got a bunch of crazy, you know, radical Muslims, too. But we have to be honest.
Yeah, the Muslims love killing each other, too.
Yeah, they do fight quite a bit.
The Shiites and the Sunni. But in fairness, I'm not defending Israel, just factoid. The British Empire carved it up, created Saudi Arabia, took over what was left of the Ottoman Empire. They started this funding what's modern Al-Qaeda. And so Israel picked it up, did a great job with it, and created Hamas and all that. But, I mean, Britain started this crap.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're the ones that, you know, they admit, they teach it in UK schools, called the Great Game, in India, too. They drew all the lines different to make everybody fight with each other.
Yeah.
They made the country so they would be unstable.
Well, then pulling
out of... Oh, look at these dumb Muslims. They can't get anything done. Before that, they had all sorts of stuff because they wrote the lines to make it unstable.
Yeah, they left a huge power vacuum with, like, mandatory Palestine and leaving. And, you know, obviously that created, you know... All the Ergun and the Haganah, they went crazy and they started, you know, doing all types of terrorism, but that's a whole other combo. But yeah, in general, this war is just such a bad move. Such a bad move.
Well, what's going to happen to Netanyahu? Because he'll be in jail as soon as this war ends. I'm concerned.
Here's that's why he's trying to keep it going.
Well, yeah, but you know, the talking point is nuke him. So let's talk about that. I mean, I'm serious. We have a good chance Trump is going to nuke Iran, or Israel is. I believe that. I don't say that for sensational purposes. We'll come back and explain why with Myron Gaines. Stay with us. The great folks at Bigly, our main sponsor, they fund like 90% of the operation. They give away an amazing American-made vehicle, super truck, you name it, every month. And there's a crossover period at the end of each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product at thealexandsword.com, you get put in to win both. And in that last week, it's always, was 50X entries, 100 times. And most people that win do it during this period. I think basically everybody. And so you get the Ford Raptor Custom H1 Hummer. These are incredible. Plus $20,000 cash. You can win one or both for each dollar spent, 100K entries in the sweepstakes. Also, flash offer today. These sales are totally insane. We're giving you $10 free just to check out. Automatically, $10 comes off on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. Could be bovine colostrum, could be Shilajit, could be methylene blue, methylene red, could be anything. And that offer ends. That runs till Monday. So that flash sale runs for 3 days. And then we have the 5 new modern but updated World War II trench daggers with the skull crushers all murdered out. Brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, razor-sharp, stainless steel. And they made 5 designs. I only designed one with the Christ is King on one side and the Jerusalem cross on the other. I thought that was not... I said yesterday, I said, I don't think this is the best design. This is my design. These others are so amazing. Well, turns out that most of the sales were that, and it's going to sell out today. So my design's most popular. See, it's just, people ask what my marketing plan is. Whatever I think's cool, it's just weird. I didn't even say this is the cool one. Get it. The audience is just like me. Oh, we want that. It's like... That's what I like is what I promote, and you seem to like it too. So that's just how it works. So we just launched 5 new trench war daggers. I thought they would probably sell out in a few days. They are. They'll be sold out by Monday. You are the InfoWar, Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Christ is King with the Jerusalem cross. But I think that'll be gone. But these are limited edition. Well, they told me they had 1,000 of each knife. They have like 700 of each knife. So they will only produce 300 more of each because it is limited edition. So it'll be sold out by Monday. Another 300 will come in of each, and then that's it. And then we'll have new designs. But these are all limited edition as well, laser etched. So you talk about bad. I personally like the Spartan one with the Spartan phalanx and the Molon Labe. Personally, I think that's the coolest art there. But again, my design, Jesus is King, is the best seller. Also, we have other sales going on. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, products with the original logo, all that. That's a limited edition there. By a miracle, we might beat them and take it back, you know, in the near future, but this is probably your last chance. And it's all a fundraiser, so thank you so much for your support. But I'm telling you, what you really want to get is the methylene blue and the Irish sea moss and the Shilajit and all that. I mean, it'll just change your life. The iodine's incredible. I mean, folks, we only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? From the left always, he sells boner pills. What are you even talking about? I mean, yes, technically, if you take our ultimate life force, it's very similar to our nitric boost, but it has even more stuff in it. It's a spike protein detoxer. And yes, for men, it has the effect of some interesting things that, you know, when you wake up in the morning. But that's not the main function. It's for your cardiovascular system. But obviously, if the Johnson's doing good, that shows you the rest of you's doing good. The point is that everybody should take at least 2 rounds of this a year just for spike protein detox. But what it does for your cardiovascular system is insane. And this is not a bestseller. I'm just up for saying this is what you want. For callers calling about it, I'm like, wow, whoa, ooh.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
That's awesome. Byron Gaines is here with us in studio. In 30 minutes is the last show ever out of this building, and barring a miracle. But the miracles keep happening. I'm not going to re-chronicle all those. People are hearing the news. Well, The Onion got shut down by the Third Court of Appeals, just trying to hijack this place with the Democrat Party. And this rogue judge here in Austin that ran the show trial against me with HBO, financed by the CIA and Justice Department, all declassified. Why are you leaving? Because they're cutting the internet and satellite off.
You know, Austin has always been one of the worst places. When I was a federal agent back in the day, I started my career 3 hours south here, Laredo, Texas. Austin has always been one of the worst places, like federally, for prosecuting cases or whatever. I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, we caught a pedophile up here. And the guy basically was trying to have sex with the child. And we wrote a criminal complaint, tried to get him arrested and everything else like that. And the judge declined it. They didn't want to take the guy in. And the guy ended up, you know, putting a shotgun in his mouth and ending it after. But that's what happens when you deal with, you know, this district as far as the federal courts.
Yeah, I've looked at big groups. Judicial Watch that tracks it. The worst Soros prosecutor in America, which is hard to be the worst one, is the guy here in Austin, Texas, Jose Garza. And my reporter a year ago got murdered by a black guy and a Hispanic guy that made rap songs about how they killed that white son of a bitch. Just killed him for no reason. He's white. Right by this office.
I remember, yeah.
And
rest in peace.
And now this guy won't even, he's not even plea bargaining for 20 years. And the prosecutors are basically trying to give him 20 years cold-blooded murder, saying I killed that, you know, white piece of crap. And I said, I bet it was some racist that killed him in the media. Oh, how dare you, and it was. I mean, it just, I mean, but like, here's the guy that pulled the trigger right here, overhead shot. And my only point is that I don't care whether you're white or black or who it is. There's this open season, though, to kill white people. What do you think's behind that?
Because black people are retarded. I'll say it. I don't care. They get mad at me for saying this. But the reality is that we live in a world now in the United States, especially where reverse discrimination, say, well, hey, white boy, we gonna go after you. Completely socially acceptable. And, you know, it's not frowned upon. It's not, no one says anything about it. No one wants to prosecute against it. That's a big reason why the Black Lives Matter movement is not a terrorist organization, even though it should be one.
But isn't it ridiculous. I'm not giving some of the racist black people, which are a minority of them, but it's still a very active minority.
It's a lot of them.
But
it's not all, of course.
Okay, well, explain what you think. But I mean, I'm going to hear it. But you're a federal agent and all the rest of it. But
yeah.
And you can also, you can blend in the community. So I literally don't want to have enemies. I want to fix this. Isn't it the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I said 30 years ago runs the KKK, and it's come out, of course they do.
Yeah.
Unite the Right. They're the ones fomenting it, that the average white person is literally creeping around like a demon, secretly wearing Hitler underwear. When I'm white, I know the average white guy is like a nerd who wants to play golf and loves everybody and wants to get along, and his girlfriend tells him what to do. They're like white Urkels. It's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. I would argue black people are more racist than white people by far, and they're openly racist about it, and it's totally socially acceptable. You can walk around and call a white person a cracker with impunity, right? But if a white person dares say, you know, nigger or any of that stuff, they're going to be, you know, their life is over. So racism from the black side towards the white side is completely socially acceptable once retarded. And they commit acts of violence on it.
But didn't the 40 years of the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, they're the ones hyping
ADL.
What do you make of that indictment?
I'm happy about it. I hope they go out of business. All these like left-wing organizations, ADL, Media Matters, SPLC, all these organizations, like, you know, demonizing and going after guys like us on the right wing that call it, and they really like were very strong with, you know, during the Biden administration, especially.
Well, it's so obvious, but people are saying, oh, they're creating racism to make money and raise money, $1 billion. It's worse than that. It's about division and literally balkanizing everybody. And then it's not fair because some white people are naturally going to get really, really racist as a defense mechanism. And then there are a lot of black folks that aren't like that. Because, listen, I grew up in Dallas. I played football. I was in track. I did it all. I had great black friends, went on fishing trips with their families, they with me, Christian people, went to church with them. The black people I knew were either super nice, but sometimes I'd go to their neighborhood, which isn't even that bad of a neighborhood, but there'd be some old black man going, I'm going to kill you, white mother.
Yeah.
Like an old man with a shotgun, like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
A white guy, a black man's got a shotgun on his porch. There's white kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So people don't get, like, black people, they have, like, their own version of the Klan. And then you got these white people don't even understand this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you deprogram a brainwashed black person that's been controlled by the ADL?
You just tell them they're retarded and hopefully they wake up, but most of them are not going to, unfortunately.
My answer is don't buck to political correctness. Don't bow to the BS. And just,
yeah.
I notice, I talk a lot of comics, though. They say if they go into a black comedy bar and openly say back to the blacks and just point blank but not intimidated, that on average, blacks actually like it if you're just a straight shooter when it's in that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you can't bend the knee to them, right? Like, they'll sit there and they'll call you a racist, and they'll...
What's it like when you make these comments and you're
wrong? Oh, they hate me even more, because they look at me like, oh, you know, you are Arab, you ain't one of us, you ain't black, they say all this dumb shit, and it's just like, all right, bro, like, no, nobody gives a hell, nobody cares what Tyrone's got to say, shut up. And the thing is, like, I hit them where it hurts, because I'm like, you know, I look like them, I understand them, I grew up next to them, and, you know, I call out all the BS, right? Like, the stupid music, you know, the fatherless homes, the criminal activity... you know, the drug use, the, you know, smoking.
Are you saying that to try to help them?
I try to, but they're stupid.
But I'm not giving them a pass, but did you know that black illegitimacy in 1945 was lower than white illegitimacy?
Yes, like, they did better during the Jim Crow era.
It was under pressure. Like, we're not defending Jim Crow, but yeah, their own hotels,
yeah.
own doctors,
yeah.
own everything. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Then LBJ, the famous letter, says, I'm going to have these N-words voting Democrat for 100 years, literally to take the men out of the home. Then Gloria Steinem does it yeah. to everybody.
Exactly.
So they know what they were doing.
They did better. Like, black families did better during Jim Crow and the worst era for them than now. Like, the black-owned businesses, it's because the family was together. When the family's together, it's very difficult to keep them down. But now they're doing worse with more rights.
But it was all Hollywood. I've talked to Professor Griff, but also Billy Corgan and a bunch of other, Dave Mustaine, and they all told the same story. In the early 80s, they come to him and they go, rock and roll's out, rebellion of the system's out, everything's going to be gangster rap, murder, death. And then they told me, basically, Jewish producers came in from the CIA and said, you're going to read this.
I believe
and they
it.
Went and found NWA,
yeah, I was gonna
all
say,
that. Now,
NWA was kind of like the beginning.
Yeah.
With, if you look at like, what was it, Straight Outta Compton? Yeah, back yeah. in 1989 or 1988, I think they dropped it.
And it's like, I'm going to kill cops and I'm going to kill other, you know, N-words and yeah. I'm going to.
And they had a Jewish lawyer. They had a Jewish.
I know KRS-One. I know them all. Because back when I was bashing Bush in the wars, they were like, hey, come to our concerts. I've been at like 5,000 people up on the stage. You know, you got to find all that video and put that out. Like, handed me the microphone.
Or Kanye West, George, you know, like, care about black people.
Who's the guy with the clock around his neck doing the...
Oh, Flavor Flav.
I mean, I've been on stage for Flavor Flav. Anyways, I don't know where all these tapes are. When this stuff hits the internet, it's going to be gold. We looked around, we can't find it. Because that's all predates this office 17 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. We never used to save the stuff. I used to be so... I wasn't really cheap, but I just... digital tapes were expensive. So we load it on, edit it, and then tape over it.
Oh, man.
The yeah. gold we've got, man.
Yeah, man. Those are the days, VHS tapes.
But my point is, it was literally the CIA created gangster rap so that black men would go out and do that and think it was cool to throw them all in prison.
I believe it. I believe it, man.
And now you got the cycle.
Yeah, and it's still going to this day. Still going to this day. But, like, yeah, you look at, like, you know, with Straight Outta Compton and then just the way it's progressed now. And then, like
there's too much cussing, but... Delay a little bit of it. Let's play Straight Outta Compton as soon as you can, but go ahead.
Yeah. No,
I was listening to it the other day. It does sound good, I gotta admit.
And it continues now. Like, if you look at, like, drill rap nowadays, like, right now, like, there was a rapper that was killed a couple years ago, and his name is Fulio. Like, they made songs about, like, killing each other leading up to his murder, and then, like, they killed him, and, like, it's on video, like, in HD, the Teslas that were recording in Tampa yeah. as he was shooting. And this is where we are now, where these guys are, like, actually living out their raps and shooting each other.
They think it's cool.
Yeah. They do think it's cool. And it's crazy now because it's not lyrics anymore. It's like they really do it. Like, they talk about real people that died. And they use lyrics in trials.
I think cops kill 25 black people a year. It's almost all just...
It's very little.
Or it's 100 something, maybe 25 requests. I forget the exact number. It's 125, but 25 requests.
See the body cams?
Well, dude, exactly. Nothing better than body cams. You'll hear white cop shoots black woman. It's an Asian cop. She opens the door. She starts stabbing him.
Yeah.
And then they say a white cop attacked her.
Exactly. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. If you watch like these,
that was
YouTube
in Virginia.
Channels.
It's like NAACP. A white cop just shot a black woman in her apartment for no reason. It's an Asian. The neighbor calls her. She's going crazy. He knocks on the door. The woman starts, she's like a former basketball player stabbing
him. Huge, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but then for 6 months before they released the body cam, a white guy just killed this black woman.
Yeah, and if you look at the body, like, he bled a lot. Like, she actually stabbed him a few times.
In the face. In the neck.
Yeah, so before he was able to shoot. But, like, I'll tell you this, the BLM, they pushed really hard to get these body cams. Big mistake. Now we can see how stupid these people really are. Because, like, when you look at these body cams, you're like, oh, wow. Like this is ridiculous what the cops are dealing with.
Are you going on Harrison today?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm flattered you're here. So tomorrow, and it's super secret location because it's only the backup for now.
Okay.
Well, we're finishing the other one. You're going to be on me with the fourth hour, our first in-studio guest tomorrow at the new Alex Jones Network.
I'm honored.
Because it goes by fast talking to you. So other big issues here. What's going to happen in the midterms? The Epstein cover-up, everything Trump's doing. He's not that stupid. Why is he destroying himself?
Trump is cooked, bro. He's so cooked. You know what?
He called me fried. He's fried.
He might even get impeached, Alex.
Yeah, if they lose the Senate, he will.
Yeah, I honestly think it. Like, we might actually see, like, him actually get, because even the Republicans, people that voted for him, like, I voted for Trump. I, like, there was no way we're going to let Kamala Harrison. She wrote about me in her book, by the way, how I kept her out the office, me and Tate. But at 107 days. But
what percentage of your Trump supporters are pissed at Trump? It's about 80 for me.
A majority of my guys are pissed off too. Yeah, the war. The
Put
war
a number
is what,
on it. What is it?
I'd say around 75 to 90% pissed off. The war is the big thing.
But CNN said 100% support him.
That's so BS. That is so. I was like, yo, there's no way. Like, there's no way, man. Because like a lot of us, when I voted for Trump, I voted for no new wars, immigration, right? Going harder on immigration, and those are the two main things I voted on. And for us to go to war with Iran, the thing I did not want at all, because I knew Iran was very capable. It just pissed me off, man. I was just like, this is stupid. And I knew that the Intel committee warned him that this was going to be a bad idea. So, and when it came out that a week before they struck, that 18 agencies came and told them, this is a good idea. You're not going to get the regime change. Don't do it. And then Marco Rubio slips up and says, oh yeah, we attacked because we knew that Israel was going to attack. And then they went ahead and switched it. Well, we attacked because we know they have this ballistic missile shield and they're going ahead with a nuke. The whole nuclear angle is a lie used to, you know, harness.
It's a cover and excuse.
Yeah, it's because they know if they say to the American people, they're going to get a nuclear bomb, and we can't have these crazy mullahs with nuclear bomb. That they know that that's going to.
So
be
it's a trigger. So how does it? The same WMDs in Iraq. So how does it end?
It ends with us having come to the table and conceded on quite a few points because the war, the longer the war.
But
goes,
Trump's not going to do that. I agree. He's in a threat escalation ladder. He's getting briefings on ground invasion of Strait of Hormuz. You talk about playing in traffic, folks. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So bad.
And I told you 2 months ago when it started, this is where it's going to lead. Because I know Trump's not going to give up now.
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not, unfortunately. Because he's looking for an off-ramp, but at the same time, he's looking for an off-ramp where he has, like, you know, he has a victory that he can, like, say, like, look, see, we got this. I mean, they had their whole, when the F-15 got shot down, I'm sure you probably talked about this on your show. They were trying to steal the uranium. They were doing a blackout.
That was a cover for that. Yeah,
that was a cover for that. Exactly. So they had the FARP set up. You had SEALs there. You had Army Rangers, etc. You had nuclear scientists that were there. That's how they find that government idea of that.
Yeah, I love Trump lying then. And we had the C-130s landing in the desert to save the pilot. And then they got, no, they're there at a base digging up uranium.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to do. And they were
which I talked to the Delta Force people that are no longer in there, but they told them, don't do this mission.
Yeah.
By the way, how do you even know the uranium's there?
They didn't even know. And here's the other thing that gave it away. The Wizzo that got shot down or whatever, because they got the first pilot they got the pilot quickly, and then the weapons systems officer in the back, he was a colonel. And I was like, wait, you got a colonel in the back? This guy probably was attached to this unit. And that's how they got shot down. And, you know, they got a little arrogant, flew a little higher than they should have, got shot down, and that put them in a spot. And they went from an assault mission to a rescue mission. That's why I had the little birds there, the MC-130s, which is a classified version of the AC-130s. So,
well, it was really the cover for one of the planes bogging down because the old airfield wasn't used, or they thought it was buried, so it ran off the road because of sand.
Yeah, like exactly.
Just like Delta Force in 79 in the rescue mission crash.
Yeah. And
it's a repeat.
They basically got exposed trying to go ahead and assault the Isfahan and get the uranium, and then the F-15 got down, and that's the other red flag was like the CIA ran the whole operation, right, with getting him back, with using the murmurs, all this other stuff. I was like, yeah, this was 100% some type of black operation that went bad.
By the way, we have pivot. Murmur satellites. It's called a GPS beacon.
Yeah.
You don't need even believe that murmur stuff. I know they've got a passive sonar cameras at airports that can do your body walk and your face and your heart.
Yeah.
So it's true they can get a heart measure. It's better than a fingerprint. I've studied it. I've talked about it for decades. But they don't have it from satellites. We found him because of his heartbeat. They've got a damn beacon they punch.
Yeah. Well, he had the beacon. And then on top of that, like I said, the reality is we were there trying
to steal
the uranium.
It's a gimmick. And we've got this heart murmur thing.
Yeah.
What do you think the discombobulator is? You think they got secret weapons they're using?
Like the one they ran in Venezuela?
Yeah.
It's possible. I mean, that was, you know, even though I wasn't too much of a fan of the invasion of Venezuela, I mean, you got to admit that it was a flawless military victory. And it was that victory that emboldened Trump to think.
Well, I said at the time, because I said, this is totally different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they paid off. They'd already paid off the Venezuelans. They already decided to put, that's how this word happened, the communist vice president in. And they had to do was kill the Cubans protecting him.
Yeah. And the Venezuelans, let's be honest, are retards. Like they didn't know how to operate the weaponry properly, the Russian and Chinese radar.
But all they had to do was buy them off. Then they only had a few hundred Cubans to kill.
Exactly. And that's what they ended up doing, and they were able to get in there and
kill. That's why Maduro used Cubans, because they were the only ones who were loyal.
Yeah. 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 And then this is what Trump was planning. We're gonna take Venezuela, boom. Then we're gonna go to Iran. because he was hoping that with Venezuela
cutting China off,
exactly, cutting China off, and then also weakening Cuba because Cuba relies on Venezuelan energy.
Well, China,
yep, China as well. Then he goes into Iran, gets that done in a couple of days. He thought in a couple of days he'd be able to get them the mullahs to submit. They didn't. Now he's stuck in Iran and he can't finish what he wants to do in Cuba now.
And now, if you follow his psychology, he already had all his surrogates float nuclear attacks. This is for the break. I'm glad I remembered it. He goes, tune into Mark Levin tonight. It's time, Mr. President, just like with Japan, drop the bombs. And they're all over. We need nuclear weapons. Israel, Knesset leaders on TV, already use neutron bombs. So, A, the Japanese were already trying to surrender. We did that. We were showing the Russians what we had. And then Hirohito did an unconditional because MacArthur sent him a message saying, I'm going to hang you when I get there. So they weren't going to give up until the emperor told them. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was all a demonstration for the Russians that's declassified. Okay, so move on from that. You drop atomic bombs on Tehran and other cities. We are international pariahs forever, war criminals. The Muslims will rise up. Yep. They will flood across the desert in their Jeeps and Humvees. They will attack Israel. No amount of weapons can take them out unless you use nukes on them. And the Muslims have done this before on camels and gone and taken Syria and stuff. So I'm telling you, Israel is psychotic trying to get us to do this. Netanyahu gets off on the danger he's created because I've studied all the war game angles. This is absolutely insane. And Trump is now marching full into ground troops. That's why they fired the head of the army.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, look, Saddam was going to do it back in the 80s with us supporting him and everybody backing him from the West as well. Like, you know, the mountain range on the west side starts with a K. The Alborz is to the north with the Caspian Sea, and then the mountain. Oh my God, I can't.
Doesn't matter.
Starts with a K. Either way, we're talking about mount. Like we barely, you know, held on in Afghanistan with the Taliban. With the
Iran is built to stop invasion. It's circled with 5,000 to 15,000 foot mountains. The Strait of Hormuz is 2,000 foot sheer cliffs for hundreds and hundreds of square miles with a tiny beach, with all these built-up islands with 5,000-foot mountains they admit is honeycombed with artillery and missiles.
It's a fortress, man. It's a fortress. And you know, is it really worth it? Like, are we going to get any real strategic benefit from this? No.
Listen, our military should climb in a wood chipper before they go in there.
It would be.
You saw the head of the Iranian military said, "Please come."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The foreign minister, he smiled. He was like, "Yeah, we're waiting for them to come in." It would be catastrophic, man. It would be catastrophic with almost no strategic benefit for us whatsoever. Like, there's no benefit to a war with Iran. Only the Israelis benefit from this conflict. It's stupid. And Trump, like, he realized he messed up. He's trying to find some type of, you know, strategic W here. And he's going to try to dig in deeper, and it's just going to put us in a precarious situation.
Well, remember, Admiral Yamamoto argued, do not attack Pearl Harbor. Do not do this. When we cut off their energy and we're pushing them into it, we'd broken their codes here before. We knew 2 days before when they were going to attack. They put the aircraft carriers out to sea, had the obsolete battleships there. 5 subs attacked early. They ordered the radio guys, don't report that there's an attack. Yep. So, like, subs are getting blown up, like, a mile away. And it's like, never mind that, man.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
You're the sacrifice. And then all that happened, but Admiral Yamamoto said, we have awoken a sleeping giant. The emperor thinks we're going to beat them in the Pacific and invade America. He goes, there'll be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And it's the same thing. Guys, imagine even if our pussified state, if the Russians with 5 million troops tried to invade the East Coast. It doesn't matter. Everybody get their guns. It'd be over. No submission. They'd die. And it's the same thing here. We're going into Iran, folks. They're all
million
armed.
Million strong. And then here's the thing, too. The reason why the regime change is going to work is because the people are standing with the government. When we say things like, we're going to go ahead and bomb them into the Stone Age, or we're going to go ahead and have Plant Day, and we're going to end a civilization, that's going to make the people side with the government more. Even the people that don't like the regime are going to say, you know what? We don't like the regime, but we're going to go ahead and rally around the flag because we're going to protect our country.
Exactly. They exaggerated how unpopular they were before. Now they're really popular, the numbers show. But Syrian girl, she went to Tehran recently before the summit. I've had a bunch of others. They have all these big shopping malls, and the women all
don't cover their hair and everything.
80% of them aren't even. They're all lipsticked up.
Yeah.
So again, what we're told is not even the truth.
It's a lie. Yeah, it is. It is. And they say all the time, the women can't, you know, are getting assaulted for not covering their hair. Dude, Iranian women, you go there, a lot of the times they're not covering their hair, their lipstick up. Yeah, they're very westernized.
So it's up to what they want to do.
It's all. And then the whole lie about, they killed 40,000 of their own people. That's ridiculous, too.
Now they admitted months after that the CIA Mossad delivered weapons.
Yes.
And we're killing the police.
We armed them. We tried to arm them. We had the Starlinks in there. Israeli media literally admitted that they were training these guys to go ahead and do a rise up. Like, A lot of these guys that were caught were Mossad assets. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Iranian government didn't kill their own people. They definitely did. But 40,000, that's ridiculous. And a lot of them were
agitators. The point is, Trump's like, yeah, we gave them a bunch of guns. They gave them guns. They did it.
Scott Bessent, like, purposely crashed the Rial, too, and on purpose, who used to work for George Soros, who used to crash currencies. This is what they do. They did this back in December and January.
Isn't it strange after those high-power radars, which we know are used for weather control, got blown up, some of their flooding in Iran after a huge drought?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that, too.
Well, in closing, you got your new book. Let me see it. Show people.
Oh, yeah.
Why it says, why being a cuck and doing whatever your woman says works great. That's a joke. Why women deserve even less.
And then here's yours. Here's
I got a hard copy. I'm an OG over here. Where do people find that? Amazon or where else?
I go on Amazon. Why I'm deserving.
All right. Well, here's my plug. You're going in the war room. What time today?
Whenever you want me.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. I heard you're on it. What time is he on with Harrison?
I think 3.
Oh, you're right on.
Yeah, I think I'm going right. Yeah.
All right. You guys get some pizza?
We'll eat after.
All right, good. All right, well, I'll see you around, and you'll be my first guest in studio tomorrow at the new studios, Alex Jones Network.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
You can find the free app at alexjonesapp.com on Droid or on Apple if you want to find it. And all the websites, everything will be on Real Alex Jones on X and the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. You can find the new news site URL. It's just like InfoWars, alexjoneslive.com is the new site. But we have an InfoWars original products fundraiser, last chance for you to get them. Free dog tags with every order. We now have the methylene blue gummies. They're even stronger than the tincture. It's insane. Watch out when you take them, and so much more.
Well, this is it right here.
Yeah, watch out, though. It's truly heinous. I mean, I'll be honest with listeners. It does not taste good. It doesn't taste horrible, but it's not a walk in the
park. I'm going to show my black
It's not a walk in the park. Hey, you took the liquid before and liked it, right?
I did. The liquid was good.
Well, look out. This is way stronger.
All right, well,
it's the same methylene, but they concentrated it and to the moon without a rocket.
I'm going to say I'm not black. I'm taking these.
That's right.
I'm stealing them.
For saying what about black?
Because people say I'm not black all the time. So now I'm going to steal this. So now
exactly.
Black.
Well, I already gave you it. Now you're a Muslim with a knife, though. Everything's fine. A big old hair. Just wave it around for everybody.
Yeah, all the stereotypes are like, you know, they're all working.
Pull it off. Go on. Yeah. Say, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. I like you. You have big balls. Here, I'll do this with you. Allah Akbar! It's America! Heil Hitler! Joking. I don't support a British agent.
Hey,
seriously, though. Nazis, I don't support the ADL. I'm totally against the ADL. When you support Hitler, you support the ADL. When you support Nazis, you support Southern Poverty Law Center, folks. For real, as I've always told you. But seriously, we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I don't own it. They can't shut it down. Yeah, we beat the Onion. Yeah, there are jokes. But the receiver at the state level is shutting the internet off. Okay? Everything starts turning off tomorrow, so we're moving over. We'll probably be back in here. We'll probably win. Who knows? Just pray for us. God is in control. All right. Amazing information coming up tonight. Myron Gaines again in studio. Mike Adams, Robert Barnes, Tom Renz, a bunch of other special guests. We're going until 9 o'clock or past 9 o'clock tonight. The last guaranteed show in 17 years out of this building. So I'm excited on so many fronts because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. The destination is TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live show feeds for tomorrow's show on that site.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from TheAlexJonesStore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.